You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Be Monday. Q106.5, David and Cindy. What you doing over there?
I'm just hanging out.
You and I are both too happy. Did we sleep well?
I slept well.
I did too.
I woke up with this weird crick in my neck, though. It's like, how was I sleeping last night?
I've been hearing that crick too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Every time I move my neck, it goes crick, crick.
Yeah, it's
crick.
I'm concerned. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Your head's not going to fall off, is it?
I don't think so.
Oh, thank God.
It might spin around a few times, but
I had a coworker once. Her head just fell right off, and I was like, I don't know what to do here. So I left. I went and got breakfast.
There's nothing I can do for her now. So
I looked for duct tape. I didn't have any around. And
come on. It's a radio station. We always have duct tape.
That's very true. Speaking of breakfast, this waffles thing is serious.
Yeah. I said in the story it was Hannaford, but it's actually Hannaford, Target. There's a bunch of stores.
Walmart, Publix down south, the stores out. I mean, it's nationwide, all these frozen waffles.
So if you've ever said that Hannaford brand waffles are better than Walmart or vice versa, they're the same waffles.
They're exactly the same. They all have the same poison.
That's right.
So this is tough because I love a good frozen waffle, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You take two out, you pop them in the toaster.
Right.
60 seconds later, oh, you got a delicious breakfast.
Yeah.
Smother them in butter, drench them in. I like to drench them in syrup. What about you?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And it has to be real maple syrup, not that Mrs. Butterworth stuff.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't have a preference. It can be either. But I can see that. You're a little bit pickier than I am when it comes to natural ingredients.
Well, I grew up with my grandfather's maple syrup that he used to make because he used to tap trees. So I'm used to the real stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And being from New England, of course, that's something that you're going to prefer.
Right. I have to admit, though, okay, the other morning when I came in, I had a little bit of a, shall we say, bathroom issue.
Uh-huh.
And I had waffles for breakfast that morning.
Oh.
And when I saw this story, I'm like, is that what happened? But I had Eggo waffles, not the store brand, so I don't think that's what it was.
Okay.
I guess it's just coincidental, but man, my heart stopped for a minute. It's like,
right.
Wait a minute.
Well, you let go of that Eggo anxiety, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you have some of these waffles and you're really craving them, do you just go ahead and risk it? That's tough. What's Listeria, really?
No, I think you take them back to the store and you get your refund and you maybe get some Eggos.
Listeria infection is a foodborne bacterial illness. It can be serious in pregnant women or for pregnant women and people older than 65 right. And people with weakened immune systems.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you don't fit in those categories, waffle it up, baby, right?
Just make sure you don't have any place you have to be that doesn't have a bathroom nearby.
Healthy people rarely become ill from Listeria infection.
Oh, okay.
It can be fatal to unborn babies. Okay, don't give waffles to unborn babies.
Right.
And don't give them to newborns.
Hence the pregnant woman thing. Yeah.
Prompt antibiotic treatment can help curb the effects of Listeria. I feel like you go ahead and eat these waffles. That's the point I'm getting at. If you're sitting there this morning, you're like, dang it. I don't have time to get to Hannaford's not even open right now.
Right.
I can't return these. I was really looking forward to get my work week started with some waffles.
I don't know.
Pop them in there.
Okay.
It's time to go.
Sure.
The worst that can happen, you drop a pound or two today. That's the worst. That's amazing.
And your boss says, why do you keep going to the bathroom?
I had waffles. Also, it's none of your business, boss. Okay. Man, I'm telling you, I'm eating the waffles. I don't know about you.
Okay. All right. Hey, I loved your pictures from your weekend excursion. I want to hear about it.
We'll talk about that coming up. I got to do something very cool. There are so many things in Maine that you can only do in Maine. And I did one of those things over the weekend. And the whole time I was doing it, I was like, man, I can't believe I get the opportunity to do this. This is so cool.
It looked awesome and really beautiful.
What the heck did I do? We'll share about it in 10 minutes. Or we'll talk about it in 10 minutes right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. I want to talk about Masons. Here's another thing you can only do in Maine, speaking of which. Beautiful weather is in the forecast. That means we got just call in sick today. Head to Masons right there on the waterfront in Brewer, or the location in Machias. Both offer gorgeous views. They got the beautiful deck, delicious food, delicious beer. Did I mention the views? Did I mention the beer? They have incredible staff who brings the beer. And you already know Masons has the best beer on tap. So many to choose from. Right now, still in love with their Smashing Pumpkins beer because I like to feel seasonal. 6.5% alcohol, 100% delicious. And Grandma's Pumpkin Pie has some competition this year if you haven't tried the smell, or if you've tried the Smashing Pumpkins beer, because it is phenomenal. In fact, I say serve this at Thanksgiving in lieu of Grandma's Pumpkin Pie. Pumpkin, Smashing Pumpkins beer from Masons. They are always experimenting with their food, too. They have this Mr. Bougie Burger they're offering right now. It's an 8 ounce of dry-aged ground beef topped with Irish cheddar, balsamic onions, and a luxurious beef tallow aioli. Oh, my gosh. Then they throw on some Ray's stout mustard. Come on. So much delicious food and beer combos at Masons. I challenge you to find something better. You won't. For the beer, the food, the views, and the staff, I will see you at lunch today at Mason. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Monday. Love yes, that head.
I mean, yes, it is. Monday, start of a new week.
No, it's a good Monday. It's a great Monday.
Yeah, because it's going to be beautiful at least the next couple of days.
Not just beautiful. I'm telling you, we're in the tropics. We're in the Caribbean islands right now. What is this weather? Huh?
I know. Yesterday, inside my house was kind of chilly. So I'm like house cleaning, and Toby's mopey because his dad was at work. And so I took him out to go pee, and it's like, it is so nice out. So, okay, we have to get in the car and go do something because we can't sit in our chilly house all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I whipped up some pina coladas. Put little umbrellas in those drinks.
Ooh.
Yeah, laid out the beach chairs. We're definitely not in Maine this week. I don't know what's going on.
We're not in Maine in October.
Not through Wednesday anyways.
Enjoy it, man, because I'll tell you what, this is probably it.
You stop it right now. For all time? This is
no,
it?
No, just, you know, till spring.
Well, yes. Take advantage of the beautiful weather. I certainly did over the weekend and got to do something extremely cool that I never thought I would be able to do. And that is to be the first person in America to see the sunrise.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I hiked Cadillac Mountain.
Yeah, that's the cool part. You didn't like get in your car and drive to the top of Cadillac Mountain like most of us would do and stand up there and watch the sunrise. You hiked up the mountain before dawn.
I did, yeah.
In the dark. Did you see any like wild animals while you were
there? I saw the butt of a deer because I only had my little flashlight on me. Yeah. And it like hopped into a bush. And I was like, all right, as long as that's the only thing out here, because I don't think are there bears on Mount Desert Island?
I have no idea.
If there are, don't tell me. Well, I guess you can tell me now. But yeah, I hiked up. There were actually quite a few people on the trail, and I figured there would be.
Yeah.
Because the MDI marathon was over the weekend.
Right.
And all those health nerds love to do healthy things, including hiking.
Yeah, before you run a marathon, climb a mountain. Hello.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, like go stretch your legs or whatever. It's only 2 miles up, but it was a beautiful hike. The moon was full over the trail. So it kind of helped light things up. I definitely needed my flashlight the entire time. I got up there and once I reached the peak, I was drenched in sweat. And once you reach the summit, the wind whips up.
Yeah.
So then I was freezing and I stood there for an hour freezing, waiting for the sunrise. But absolutely worth it. The sky started turning pink on the horizon. And then it was cool to just watch it progress. And then the sun just popped right up.
Yeah.
It was the coolest thing.
It's such a panoramic view there. Pictures that you posted are just incredible.
Yeah. And then after watching the sunrise, I hiked down and it kept getting higher in the sky, and it revealed all the beautiful fall foliage as I was walking down. I'm like, this has been such an incredible experience.
That's awesome.
Maine is awesome.
Yeah.
There are so many things you can do here that you can't do anywhere else in the United States. I just think that's so awesome. And that was one of them. If you ever have the smallest idea in the back of your head about hiking Cadillac Mountain, just do it.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Or if you're like me and the thought of hiking 2 miles up a mountain before dawn is a little too much, you can drive up there.
Right. It was funny. There were maybe, I would say, about 50 of us that hiked it that were up there like standing around waiting. And then about 10 minutes before the sun was supposed to rise.
Yeah.
About 100, 200 people come pouring out of the parking lot, out of their warm cars. And I'm like, you cheaters. You didn't earn this.
Well, see, that's how I saw it. After my senior prom, a bunch of us went down to Cadillac and enjoyed some beverages.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you do?
Actually, I slept. Honestly, I had a little bit to drink first, but then I slept
really
well. But I woke up before the sun came up.
Oh, drive, hike, go see the sunrise. I do recommend the hike, though, just because it's such an experience.
Yeah.
And you get a workout at 3 a.m.
How cool is that? What else would you be doing at 3 a.m.?
All right, coming up, we're going to check the weather with WABI-TV5's Todd Simcox. What is the forecast for this week? Are these warm temperatures going to stick around? He'll tell you on the way right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
This is me?
No, you don't have one. We're going to just go into break. Here we go. Yeah, get that margarita. That pina colada strawberry daiquiri. Don't even go to work today.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm already here. Can we still have pina coladas?
We can.
All right.
All right. Do we have a blender?
I bet if we go to the office across the hall, we could find one. She has everything in there.
That's okay. All right. We got that. Do we have
ice? Toaster oven, microwave, refrigerator, everything.
Does she have rum in there?
Well, probably not.
Oh, you know who has rum in his office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got the rum. Do we have the ingredients for how do we make a pina colada?
Pineapple juice and creme de cacao.
You answered that way too quickly.
I love pina coladas.
Me too. All right, we're good. Now we need a couple beach chairs. The sun's going to be up here in what, 30 minutes? No, 17 minutes. And then it's on. It's a beach day. It's going to be 70-something.
I love it.
The heck? In fact, let's find out the forecast right now. WABI-TV5's Todd Simcox.
A beautiful Monday shaping up here with mostly sunny skies. Expected our temperatures today in the mid-60s to low 70s. West-southwesterly winds up to 5 to 15 miles an hour throughout the day. Clear tonight. We'll drop back into the 40s to near 50. And another good-looking day on Tuesday. It's going to be slightly cooler. Otherwise, a nice day under partly to mostly sunny skies. 60s to near 70 for the highs. Some low clouds and fog early Wednesday will give way to brightening skies. Temperatures Wednesday in the mid-60s to around 70. Much cooler for Thursday. We start with a shower possible early. Otherwise, we'll turn mostly sunny as the day goes on. And temperatures Thursday in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI-TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
43 degrees now. Sorry, I was looking up the ingredients of pina colada. See if I got this right.
Hey! Listen, don't apologize to me. I love your priorities. Did you get it right?
What I'm seeing is rum coconut cream, not creme de cacao. Is that the same thing?
I think it's the same. I like the way you say it better. Creme de cacao.
Pineapple juice, pineapple chunks, and ice.
Yum.
So I was close. Yeah.
Okay. Is the brewer pool still open? There's still water in the brewer pool.
I don't think they're open at this point.
We can hop the fence.
Sure.
I saw them painting the shed the other day. And there is still water in there.
There's still water in there, yeah.
Is it good water? It's been sitting there.
It might not be. But who wants to go in the water? Just, you know.
Yeah, we just want to lay out.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a tan.
It's so peaceful there with the playground right next door.
Kid, shut up, kid.
We're trying to get a vibe going here.
Go get us some more pineapple chunks and some cream de cacao for a pina coladas. Yeah, today's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful. Wednesday's going to be beautiful. Then it's all, and then it all goes to a bad word.
We are supposed to get some rain like midweek, and we really need some rain. So that's not a bad thing, I guess.
We really, well,
take it's going to be a kind of short kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Still take advantage of the beautiful weather.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you, did you do anything yesterday to take advantage?
You know, we went to the furniture store. Jim was working, so Toby and I hopped in the car and went to the furniture store, and then we went and got ice cream.
Oh, okay, that's
fun. And did that thing that you always make fun of people. We were sitting actually at the bowling alley, just because it's right across from the ice cream place. Right up against, you know, looking at the traffic going by, eating our ice cream. Because if I waited until I got home, it would melt. So we sat there, and I thought, David's going to jog by and go, seriously, you're one of these people?
I don't make fun of people. I just
observe,
and it makes me smile.
Right.
When I go running on Wilson, I run past a Burger King, a McDonald's, a Taco Bell, a Dairy Queen, and quite often in front of each and every one are people eating their meals.
Right.
and I'm so close. I'm like feet away because the sidewalk from where they're parked is like, you know. We can make direct eye contact.
Yeah.
And while I'm running and sweating, I make direct eye contact with them as they're mid-bite into their fat, big burger. And we're both kind of looking at each other like, we live different lives.
Yeah, as I was sitting there with my Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Right. They're probably thinking, man, I really want to go for a run. And I'm thinking, man, I really want to be inside that vehicle eating that burger. And they probably got some fries, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not making fun. Envy, if anything. It's envy.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we know who's going to be in the World Series. Also, Cindy, you keep looking over my shoulder again, and you know we're doing the we're 10 days from Halloween, and you're creeping me out.
I'm sorry, there's something flying around.
No, you stop it right now. What?
It's a fly.
All right, well, we're going to have to deal with that. Q106.5, we'll be back. And Cindy, happy Monday. And you got to do a fun event over the weekend, Cindy Campbell.
Right, I got to celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular on Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Thanks to everyone who stopped out and said hi. Had a young woman, well, 7 years old. Her name is Madeline, who stopped in to say hi.
Aww.
Who listens to us every day. So if she's listening now, hi, Madeline.
Good morning, Madeline. Thank you.
It was fun. They said they were going to have food, and I thought, you know, like Halloween candy or something. They had, Why can I never remember the name of this?
Too many pina coladas. It's because, listen, the weather, we're in the islands. We're not in Maine. We're in the islands. We're in the Caribbean. That's how the weather is going to be today.
It's this sub place out by the mall.
And Miss Cindy has already started on, what are you on, pina colada number 3?
I think so.
It's not even 7 o'clock. It's lost. Listen,
there were subs anyway. They were very good. And I can't believe I can't remember the name of the sub place.
Jimmy's?
No.
Jimmy John's?
No.
Stevens.
No.
Doug's. Doug's subs.
No, the subs that a portion of the proceeds go to first responders, go to firefighters. Do you know what I mean?
Firehouse subs.
They were very good, by the way.
There you go. Cheers, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and we gave a couple of things away. So we want to say who got them?
Yeah, absolutely. You give away some PBR tickets, I understand. And
PBR tickets are going to Ralph Perkins of Lincoln.
Okay.
Congratulations, Ralph. And we had tickets to A Day to Remember, which is a rock band that's going to be performing in Portland. And that's going to Job Johnson of Herman.
JJ?
Yeah.
Okay. What was that noise?
That was my phone.
I'm telling you.
Let's didn't silence my phone this morning. Let's do that.
You think I'm kidding? If you hear the chaos in this show. Complete pandemonium.
That's right.
It's because the pina coladas are pouring heavy. And we're celebrating the hot weather today. Hopefully you are too.
That's right.
We just happen to be afforded a job to where we can have a skosh of rum while we're working.
Yeah.
We're not endangering anybody except for our careers. That's all. No biggie. Hey, we know who's going to the World Series.
Yankees.
And?
Dodgers?
Dodgers!
Hey,
yay!
I know what I'm talking about.
I saw they won last night. All right, we got Dodgers, Yankees. Who's going to win? That actually is, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
You got,
it's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah. L.A., New York. Yeah, you got Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. Who's going to win?
Shohei Ohtani.
I feel like the Dodgers are going to destroy the Yankees.
Yeah?
I really feel like it's going to... They're going to win it in five games. Yankees only get one victory in the whole series. That's what I predict.
Okay.
I've been wrong before, though. Also said the New York Jets are going to win the Super Bowl.
Anybody who can beat the Yankees, I'm good with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the Dodgers. All right, coming up, more of our favorite music, and we're going to talk about what are you afraid of?
Yeah.
Because we're 10 days away from Halloween. That's on the way on Q106.5.
We're talking a lot about pina coladas this morning. We need some food to soak up all of that.
No, we don't.
I'm thinking about Pork Side of the Moon from Harvest Moon Deli. It's the sandwich of the month for October. Loaded with pulled pork, smothered in Carolina barbecue sauce, topped off with cheddar cheese, their homemade coleslaw, onions, and pickles, served hot off the cast iron press. It's like a barbecue, all wrapped up in a sandwich, hot and delicious. A taste of summer to go with the weather we're getting right now. Harvest Moon Deli serves up sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads. It's a huge menu that I'm making my way through slowly, trying as many of their dishes as possible. I mean, they're all amazing, but this month's featured sandwich is still my favorite, Pork Side of the Moon. Pulled pork, Carolina barbecue sauce, cheddar cheese, coleslaw, onions, and pickles, hot off the cast iron press. Take your taste buds on a journey of incredible flavors by making Harvest Moon Deli part of your routine. There are 8 locations in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, Augusta, and there are 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Columbia Street, and Griffin Road. Harvest Moon Deli has curbside takeout and delivery at all locations through DoorDash. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
Do you want a refill on that that pina?
Yeah, I'm getting a little low over here.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We're just celebrating the summer temperatures here at Q106.5. Going to be in the 70s today.
Yeah.
Wow, bust out those bikinis. I know I have. I've got mine underneath this hoodie. I'm just waiting for it to get above 50.
Wait. Your bikini is underneath your hoodie?
Yeah.
So you got the top on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me think. I'm a lady. I'm not going to just expose the goods to you, Miss Cindy. You got to earn it.
Okay.
You got to earn these bad boys.
I'm good.
So happy summer to everybody out there.
Yeah.
What's the high going to be today? 73, 74?
Yeah, they're saying mid-70s.
Ooh, and we're having pina coladas in studio.
Low 70s. Yeah.
Whatever, we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
A girl, I'm going to be so bronzed after today. What's up with all the ladybugs, by the way, in Maine?
There are a lot of them in Maine.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
I don't know why, but there are.
When I first moved here and moved into my place, deep, deep, deep in the woods. You know what? Yeah, I live deep in the woods.
You do. Yep.
And when I first walked in, a ladybug landed on my arm as I walked inside my house.
Well, that's very cool. Someone would probably tell you that's good luck.
I thought it was a loved one because my last name's Bujenski, B-U-G.
Right.
So the ladies of the family are known as ladybugs.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? So I thought it was my grandma landing on my arm going, hey, welcome to Maine. You're going to do great here. This is great, you know, and I got that good feeling inside.
That's
like my
really cool.
Soul was rich.
Yeah.
Then there was like 100 more ladybugs that came inside.
All the relatives came to see.
No, then I realized, okay, this isn't grandma. This is a bug problem and we need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are they? They're just everywhere.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. And some people actually have issues with them that have to like vacuum them up or thank goodness, knock wood. Mm. We have never had that problem, but I know there are some people who do.
My goodness. All right. All right. We're going to talk about coming up about 10 minutes. Actually, we're going to do good news in 10 minutes. And then right after that, we're going to talk about what are you afraid of? Because we are 10 days away from Halloween.
Right.
What is that fear? For me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to admit it.
Oh, come on. What is it?
It's ladybugs. It might be now if they keep... Look, there's one right over here. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, there's one in the studio this morning.
It's on my notepad. These things are all over the place. No, think about what are you afraid of? And don't be afraid to admit it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to admit mine.
Okay.
And it is embarrassing. Because I'm a 6'4 man. 215 pounds of pure muscle.
Right.
Lean muscle, too. Good lean muscle.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Yeah, I saw you working out the other day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sweating and really lifting up those 10-pound dumbbells. Why are you chuckling?
No reason.
What are you afraid of? That's what we're going to talk about coming up. But before that, we do have good news on the way.
All right.
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Do want to talk about, now I know it's not the best day to do it, the heating lodge. Yeah, we're going to be hot today, but it's not going to last, sadly. Come Thursday, going to be cold again. In fact, I think our highs are in the 50s. You don't want to be left in the cold or leave your family or employees cold. The heating lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial or industrial space, and take advantage of the beautiful weather to go to one of their two locations. Get out there, check them out. In Bangor on Griffin and Union, and the Heating Lodge has a newer location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. But if you go to Heating Lodge heatinglodge.com right now, you can take a peek at all of their wood, pellet, and gas stoves. So many designs to choose from. And they also have Samsung heat pumps. I love these things. Energy sufficient, which means lowering that utility bill, and they're versatile units. You have one outdoor, and then you have one or more indoors. Perfect for heating and also cooling residential, commercial, and industrial spaces. The Heating Lodge also is your place for top brand name grills, fire tables for your patio, and of course, the best patio furniture out there, Pollywood. In summation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Again, there are two locations, Bangor, Griffin, and Union, Moosehead Trail in Newport. And you can see all they have to offer and place your order, heatinglodge.com. Yep, there we go. All right.
Q106.5 Morning Show with David and Cindy.
You need a
refill
on that pina colada?
I think I'm good right now. How about you?
No, I'm definitely going for a refill. Are you kidding me? And got to get ready for Danielle from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool coming in tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Well, perfect timing. We were going to talk, I think, like, they're going to have a big sale coming up.
Yeah.
Hot tubs, saunas, and stuff, but right. Not anymore. We're going to talk about pools. we're opening the pools back up.
I think that's maybe not a good idea, but.
We have the window open and still, you can feel that it's summertime. We're not even in Maine right now. We're in Turks and Caicos. That's how hot it's going to be today.
Yes, but it's 43 degrees right now. Am I ruining your vibe?
A little bit.
Okay, sorry.
And you're ruining my excuse to drink pina coladas in studio this morning.
Oh, okay.
Happy summer. Yeah, like Miss Cindy said, it is David and Cindy. Yeah. Q106.5.
I said that.
There we go. Sorry, I'm on pina colada number 4. I don't know what you expect from me. A solid performance? Should we get into good news?
Let's get into good news.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. As I was on my way to the gym that we don't talk about the other day.
Yeah, we do not want to promote somebody for free. So that's right. Why we don't mention Planet Fitness.
Right, exactly.
Because we're celebrities who go to a gym. Obviously, once people hear that, they're going to want to get a membership for Planet Fitness too, which is why we don't mention their name.
Okay, so I was on my way there on Friday and I drove by Shakes and Bakes on Broadway and noticed a vehicle with a trailer and they had a sign out there and they had a table and it said hurricane relief.
Oh.
It turns out it's a group of people in Bangor who are collecting donations. They plan to take to the, Appalachia region?
Appalachian region?
Anyway,
yeah, Appalachian region.
Western North Carolina. That's in the mountains. It's going to start getting cold here soon. The area was heavily affected by Hurricane Helene. And as temperatures continue to drop, this group wants to deliver things like toiletries, cleanup supplies, pet food, warm clothes, you know, necessities like that.
Oh, like the Asheville, North Carolina area, which just got decimated.
Yeah.
decimated by that, which you would never think hurricane because it's, they're nowhere near the coast, but right. it brought like torrential down rainfall and just caused so much flooding.
Right. Just horrible what's happened there. Well, volunteers will be at Shakes and Bakes on Broadway in Bangor. If you're headed out Broadway, like from downtown, you're headed out Broadway. It's on the right-hand side just before you get to the shopping mall. And you'll see their setup. They're collecting donations from 8 to 6 today, tomorrow, and I believe they're going to be there on Wednesday.
Oh, that is incredible. I love that.
Yeah, and they've set up a GoFundMe page, too. Just look for Let's Step It Up and Fill the Truck Hurricane Relief for NC. That's on GoFundMe.
There are still people down there that cannot get water, fresh water.
Right.
I just read that last night. That is, and I'm not surprised. I mean, being from Florida, I've gone through these hurricanes and I've gone out into the communities working in media down there. And even me, I would lose power up to 2 weeks, but I would still have fresh water and everything.
Right.
But like where it impacts the hardest, those the coastal towns or I guess even these inland towns that get affected by the flooding and everything, they're just lost. There's the supplies have run out. They're just hopeless.
Right.
They need all the help they can get.
And when you think about families that have children, that have babies, trying to get diapers or formula or anything like that.
Right.
It's incredible. It's horrific what they're going through. And these folks in Bangor want to help out. So, again, that Shakes and Bakes on Broadway between 8 and 6.
Good on them and good on anybody who goes down there and donates. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Great good news today. All right, coming up. What are you afraid of?
Yeah.
What are you afraid of? We are 10 days away from Halloween. I'm still not sure if I'm going to admit what I'm afraid of because it is that embarrassing.
I'm actually changing mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I told you off air.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm going to change it because there actually is something at this point in my life I'm more afraid of.
Is it true love?
No.
Oh.
No, I got that.
Yeah, you do. We're talking what you're afraid of. Coming up, Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. All right. We're on pina colada number. Oh, good. How many have we had now?
Probably too many for this time of morning.
The sun is just like risen not too long ago. We're celebrating this.
I know, it's bright, isn't it?
A little bit. My sunny's out. We're celebrating the 70 degree temperature today.
Yeah.
Because we're back in summer, baby.
That's right.
We're not in Maine. We're in Jamaica. Q106.5. Okay. David and Cindy, it's time to focus. Because we're 10 days away from Halloween. Hold on. We got a new actress.
Wow. She got some lungs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was impressive.
I really like the end scream there. The like she gave up. She's like, I'm terrified. I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified. Ah!
Okay, I'm off the clock. That's it. That's all you get.
Hey, now that I've mentioned that we're 10 sleeps away from Halloween, Miss Cindy.
Right.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I expect you to get this one, by the way.
Okay.
Why? Because you're a brewer witch.
Okay.
Why do witches drink beer? Oh, come on. Why do witches drink beer?
Because it's brewed?
Because they enjoy a good brew.
There you go.
Not just any kind of beer, by the way, or brew. Masons.
Right.
Masons.
Yes.
Or Masons Brewing Company,
absolutely,
of course.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you afraid of? That is the conversation that we are going to have this hour.
See, I was going to say bees because I've always been very afraid of anything flying that stings.
Right, yeah.
And I still am, but I've kind of conquered that. You kind of have to when you have kids.
Yeah.
So not so much anymore. Tight spaces.
Tight spaces.
My husband and I watched. Have you ever seen the movie The Descent? Six women who are, what do they call it? Spelunkers.
Okay.
Go down into this cave, and there are men eating. There are cannibals in the cave.
Sure. That's typically what's in caves, by the way.
There are so many places in the movie where they are in these incredibly tight spaces and trying to figure out how to get out. And they, you know, oh, I'll take this passageway and it just gets tighter. And I couldn't watch it. I had to turn it off. I never saw the end of the movie. It's like, I can't watch. I can't breathe because I don't like, I'm somewhat claustrophobic.
So we're in a studio space. That's by,
this is fine.
It's like 10 by 20. Yeah. And this is fine.
This is fine. If I were to be standing in front of an elevator and it opened and the elevator was full, I would wait.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like a lot of people in tight spaces.
Okay.
My son always thought that when we went to concerts together, I stuck around till most of the crowd was gone because I wanted to talk to, and there was a certain amount of truth that I wanted to talk to some of the people there.
Right.
But I don't like getting in that crush of the crowd on the way out of the concert.
Oh yeah, sure.
Because I feel confined.
Okay.
So yeah, that's me.
So I guess a little claustrophobic.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm never comfortable being squished in with a bunch of people.
Right.
But I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll have to experiment later.
I was at the front of a crowd at a concert one time. This was a long time ago. It was a Molly Hatchet concert.
Okay.
Got right up front, and the crowd is doing that, you know, pushing forward.
Right. They want to get closer.
And I'm like freaking out. And I said, I got to get out of here. I can't stand here. We've got to get out of here. And my boyfriend at the time was like, there's no way. There's no way we're going to get out of here. And I said, well, I can't breathe. And he said, okay, I got it. Put your hand over your mouth. Put my hand over my mouth. And
was he trying to suffocate you?
No, he's going, get out of the way. She's going to throw up. And you have never seen so many people move out of the way in your life. It was perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. That seems like a legitimate fear. Mine is a little bit more embarrassing.
Okay.
In fact, significantly more embarrassing.
Ladybugs?
No.
Okay.
Although that's growing. Because there are so many ladybugs around. I don't know what they're doing. Are they attacking me? Are they eventually going to bite me?
Probably not.
I do have a fear of ticks now.
Yeah. Everybody has a fear of ticks.
Yeah. What? By the way, stop the music. Are they not dead yet?
Not until we get like one or two really good hard frosts.
My dog Moo had 3 ticks on him yesterday.
Yeah.
He still does because I refuse to touch him. I mean, I just pretend they go away.
No, you got to take him
off.
I'm
just kidding. I took him off.
You got to take him off.
I took one look. I'm like, you're on your own, buddy. You're on your own. I know you have no opposable thumbs, but you can get those. Use your teeth. No, I took him off of him.
Good.
No, my fear.
Yeah.
What I'm afraid of. It's not bees. It's not claustrophobic.
Okay.
I'll tell you coming up.
All right.
And what are you afraid of? We want to take your calls.
991-9500.
There you go. In the Q106.5 app, you can text us. You can leave us a voice message. But we love to hear your voice. 207-991-9500. We're David and Cindy. We are David and Cindy. Happy Monday. We are 10 sleeps. Count them. 10 from Halloween. Hold on.
She's almost done. Yeah. A little bit more. I wonder if she needs a lozenge after that.
She does make it awkward, though, like really over the top. We just need one simple scream.
Yeah, that one's a little much.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
We're talking about what are you afraid of?
Right. What are you afraid of, David?
Okay.
I admitted that I'm afraid of like tight spaces, like
right.
I'm a little claustrophobic.
Because I'm 7'3", 250 pounds of pure lean muscle. Lean.
Right.
It's important that you know that it's lean muscle.
Right.
I'm more strength than showy, okay? Still look good shirtless.
Okay.
But more strength than showy.
Okay.
So it's very important that you know that detail.
Okay.
It's embarrassing with that physique to admit that I am afraid. I'm afraid of the dark.
Are you afraid of the dark?
No, don't say it so loud. What are you doing? You stop it right now.
You said it. I was just repeating it.
I whispered it to you, not to anybody else. That was for you to hear.
Right. Nobody's listening. That's okay.
Your ears only.
Okay.
Yes, I happen to have a slight fear of the dark.
Okay.
I keep a light on.
Even when you're sleeping, you have a light on?
I have a light on in the hallway. I can't sleep in pitch black. I just can't.
Okay.
I need to be able to see in case there's a threat. You know, you never know.
Right.
I'm a hero. I'm a protector. I need to make sure that there are no threats entering the bedroom or the house. So I have nightlights all over throughout the house. Also, I don't want to trip and fall.
Right. I mean, you've been there for a few months now, but you're still fairly new to that house. And I would do the same thing. I would want to have.
Oh, it's been every house that I've ever lived in.
I used to live in an apartment on Ohio Street. And the first night that I was there, turned out the light in the living room. And it's like, I can't see anything.
Right?
And I have to find my way to the bedroom. So I had nightlights all over the place.
I also have a vivid imagination. So if I'm just laying there and looking into the void of the night.
Yeah.
I start imagining things and I will lose my mind.
Okay.
Same with going outside.
Outside, I don't like dark outside. Inside, I'm okay. Outside?
Yeah.
I because like you, I live deep in the woods. So it's like, there's a skunk right there and I can't see it.
Right.
Or a porcupine or something. And I'm going to walk out and step on the stupid thing. So,
or a monster with two heads. I don't know. You say skunk, I say monster with two heads.
Yeah.
Or five men looking to kidnap me. Why are they looking to kidnap me? I don't know. Why me?
Maybe they'll tell me.
I'm a 7'3" tall man.
It would take five guys.
With 250 pounds of lean muscle. Did I mention it's lean muscle?
Ooh, five guys. Now I'm hungry. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I do want a burger. So being outside lately has been fine because the moon has been up and it's been clear skies. But I have a lot of trepidations about the winter. There might be days I might not make it into work. Not
because
until the sunrise.
Dark to come. Oh, wow. You know, in Maine, that's like way after we go on the air.
Hey, Mr.
way
Mr.
after we go on the
I
air.
I won't be in until 8 o'clock waiting for the sun. I can't go outside. My knees won't stop trembling.
So am I going to have to, you know, swing by your house and hold your hand with a flashlight on the way out to the car?
Let's live in the present and focus right on now, and we'll deal with that then.
Okay.
How's that sound?
All right, sounds good.
I want to read Zach, what he's afraid of. Zach from Milford. Thank you for writing in. Here's what he said.
Okay.
He wrote in on the Q106.5 app. I have no clue if your question on what people are afraid of is something that we're supposed to write in about. I'm a combat vet with 2 tours underneath my belt.
Wow, thank you for your service.
And I would leave for a third in a heartbeat if I had to, but I am deadly scared of my daughters growing up.
Aww.
It is cool and amazing watching them grow, and it's the scariest thing knowing that someday they won't be in your house anymore. Zach, you're melting hearts all over.
Yes.
And thank you. Yes. Like Cindy said, for your service.
Yeah. In between, Zach, you're going to have to deal with your daughter's dating. And
this poor guy.
I think with your service record, it's the boyfriends who need to be afraid, not you.
Yeah. Just make sure that rifle's clean, buddy.
That's right.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We have a couple people on hold. We have a couple voicemails to play, and we want to continue hearing from you.
Go ahead.
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We're David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, we're not in Maine. Mm-mm. We're in the Bahamas. Have you seen the temperatures for today? Q106.5, David and Cindy.
It's going to be beautiful today.
Ooh, and we are serving up. No, not serving up. Let me try that again. Woo, we are whipping up. Yeah. Not sir, but we're whipping up some pina coladas in studio to celebrate summer. Summer's
I like
back.
Pina coladas.
Yeah, we do.
Getting lost in the rain?
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, we're getting lost in pina coladas. I know we're doing that.
And there's someone calling in saying, Cindy, stop singing.
I disagree. I think you have a beautiful voice.
I think you're nuts.
What are the ingredients in pina coladas? Because earlier you said cream de coco.
I said cream de cacao, which apparently cream is de cacao. Chocolate.
cream de cacao.
Cream of coconut, pineapple, rum. I think, and I don't know.
Thank you to Father Free for supplying the rum this morning.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
It's always good to have a coworker, right? It's always good to have a coworker that has a full bar in his office.
It's a tiki bar, too.
Yeah.
It's the perfect day
really
for
is.
It. Yeah.
Everybody needs that colleague, right? Okay.
Okay.
Why is he acting weird today? Yeah. He's got a full bar in his office. For the love of God. We're talking about what are you afraid of?
Right.
We are 10 days away from Halloween. Cindy, you're afraid of?
I'm claustrophobic. I don't like tight spaces.
Okay. And I only admitted to you, but then you shared to everybody.
Well, yeah.
The world.
I just share mine.
I am afraid of the dark.
Right. Dana Davis says she's terrified of stairs in the dark.
Hmm.
She turns lights off and runs off them as fast as I can. Also, if somebody's going to grab her from under the bed.
I totally understand that,
which
too.
Which I watched Poltergeist over the weekend that has the clown that comes out from under the bed
and
grabs the
creepy.
Kid.
Oh, creepy. Come on. Let's go to the phones. Okay. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dexter, Maine.
Oh, and who's this?
My name's Ava.
What's up,
Hi,
Ava?
I'm going to school right now.
You're on your way to school?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school, Ava?
Ridgeview.
All right.
Cool.
Ava, what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of it's called megalophobia. It's fear of large things.
Like,
wow.
Very large things.
So she couldn't see you because you're 7'2", so.
Right. I'm, well, 7'3". I actually grew an inch, so I get that. Like, give me an example of a large thing that you're afraid of.
Large cruise ships.
No kidding.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Ava. What grade are you in?
I'm in 7th.
All right. What are we learning today?
I don't know. School.
Well, I just learned about megalophobia, so thank you for that. Have a great day, Ava.
Thank you.
You know, it's kind of messed up. Because do you have, what is it called? Megalophobia. Megalophobia. That's
right.
What I said. Megalophobia. Right.
Megalophobia is an anxiety disorder that causes people to have an intense fear of large objects. Could it cause people to experience extreme anxiety and panic attacks in the presence of large objects or when anticipating them?
How messed up of the medical community to give the name of a fear for large objects a large name like that? How do you say it?
Megalophobia.
There's no bigger word! If you have a fear of large objects and you want to name it something, you call it, I don't know, Meg. Three letters.
LOF. Large object fear. LOF.
There you go.
Yeah.
Acronym it up.
Right.
Acronym it up. I love it.
Right.
Unbelievable. What are you afraid of? 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
And we actually have some voicemails, and we'll air those coming up, and more of your text messages. And again, we do love hearing your voice. 207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy.
All this beautiful weather, it is the perfect time to get some things done around the house, getting ready for winter. Rake up your leaves, stow your yard decorations, and it's the perfect time to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions about getting your roof replaced so it's safe and secure before the cold weather hits. You want to replace that roof before the snow flies. You know you do. There are some exclusive roof replacement savings and pricing options for any size home or budget. But to take advantage of them, you have to roof it or lose it. Request a quote by October 31st. If you're worried about the price, the folks at Home Roofing Solutions can talk to you about their financing process, which could allow you to roof now and pay later. Home Roofing Solutions is Maine's professional roofing company. They serve the entire state from 4 locations. They have their original location in Aetna and 3 new locations in Bangor, Holton, and Gorham. Their crew is so huge, most jobs are typically done in a day or two, and then you can just relax because you have that new roof. Stop putting it off and get your free quote before October 31st to take advantage of their Roof It or Lose It savings. Contact Home Roofing Solutions today by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663 or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Join every segment of this hour.
No.
So this particular segment of the 8 o'clock hour.
In the morning.
Yes. We are joined by Jordan Verge for Country Music News.
Yes, what is this that I'm hearing right now, though?
We have been having pina coladas all morning because we're celebrating the return of summer.
Well, right. I smell that, but okay.
Yeah. Sure. Do you want to taste that? Would you like one?
Yeah, I would love that.
Doug, we have Doug the bartender.
I see.
Doug! Yeah, whip up some more pina coladas.
Is this the same Doug that mows the lawn?
No, different Doug.
Okay.
Pina coladas. Those are like coconutty, right?
Coconut, pineapple.
They have creme de coco.
They do not have... That was my mistake this morning. That's chocolate. A chocolate pina colada? So does this chocolate leave off the pineapple, Doug, put in the coconut?
Doug, add some creme de coco.
And is there a way to make it like without the coconut or like the coconut flavor?
Pina colada with no coconut?
Pour that one out. Give that one to me.
Creme de coco.
That's pineapple juice and rum.
I don't know. I told
you
to pour it out.
We don't waste rum in this family.
Alcohol abuse.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I'm sorry.
Hey, we have a great giveaway. Speaking of alcohol abuse, to go see Jelly Roll at Jacksonville, Florida. We want to send you there. Great trip experience.
Yeah. Two nights hotel and a stay.
Yeah. Who's been dipping into the pina coladas a little too much this morning?
Two nights stay in a hotel, tickets to the show, $500 in spending money, airfare there and back.
Yeah.
And you get to see, Jelly Roll in concert.
Yeah.
And it's Jacksonville, Florida.
That concert will be November 23rd. You just need a code to enter on the Q106.5 app.
Yes, of course. And before you have the code, you need the Q106.5.
He doesn't have it.
No, yeah. All right. I was going to say, before the code, you need the app, so make sure it's
458.
458?
458.
So I don't need to delay anymore.
No, you just...
You got it.
This hour's Jelly Roll in Jacksonville flyaway code. What was it again?
4. You haven't even had your pina colada yet.
I know, but I'm just so excited.
Make his a virgin.
No, Doug, I thought we had something.
He can't even work sober.
458. 458. Got it?
Each code you hear and enter gives you another shot to win this... phenomenal vacation.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool to see Jelly Roll in concert. Go to Jacksonville.
In November.
458. Why is that number hard to remember?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Because all you have to do is remember the first number is a 4. You multiply that by 2, and then that's going to be the last number. And then you add 1 to the first number, and that's the second number, which is 5. So it's 458.
So in my head, David, I kept wanting to say 4.
How is that so difficult?
I wanted to say...
458 is this hour's code.
Country Music News! Let's
go! 106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's Country Music News.
Country Music News on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. The Golden Sky Country Music Festival took place over the weekend.
Who was there? Megan Maroney or Gabby Barrett?
Well, okay. So first, David. So David, where did you just come from when you moved here? You were in
California.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the Golden Sky Country Music Festival?
I believe that's up in San Francisco.
It's up in Sacramento.
Oh, close.
Are those close?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Sacramento's inland, San Francisco's on the coast.
Okay.
So yeah, same area of the state up north, but one's inland, one's on the coast.
Well, the 3-day country music festival, which was headlined by Keith Urban on Friday, ooh, Thomas Rhett on Saturday, then by Luke Bryan on Sunday, took place at Discovery Park in Sacramento, California. Saturday night.
Yeah.
Gabby Barrett.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was warming up the stage, the Jack Daniel's stage for Thomas Rhett. Gabby Barrett performed.
Nice.
On Sunday. So that was Saturday. Okay. She performed.
Gotcha.
On Sunday.
Okay.
So you said you just came from California, David?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. So where is the Sycuan, S-Y-C-U-N.
Sequoia.
No, that's not right. S-Y-C-U-A-N.
Let me see the word.
I can't.
Sycuan?
I can't show you the word because it shows everything else and I don't and I don't want to spoil things. Well, S-Y...
Is that it?
Yes, that.
Sequan.
Sequan.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Sequan Casino Resort in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
So
San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah.
So where is San Diego?
San Diego is south. It's on the border of Mexico.
Okay, so how far of a travel is it from Sacramento to San Diego?
I would say about 10 hours.
Driving.
Okay.
Wow.
What about like a plane ride?
I'm sorry, 10 hours plane ride? Driving and you're in the same state blows my mind.
I know, go right?
Ahead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it's a beautiful drive if you're going along the coast. A plane ride?
Yeah.
13 minutes.
Okay. Well, on Sunday, Gabby Barrett was scheduled to play at the, what'd you say, Sycuan?
Sycuan.
Sycuan. Yeah.
Casino Resort in San Diego. Unfortunately, that show was canceled 30 minutes before the promoted start time.
Seriously?
Yeah. due to illness.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, she wasn't really feeling that well.
Oh. Okay. She was like, Sycuan? Psych. Sycuan.
And, so unfortunately, that show didn't happen. It looks like... I mean, reschedulings can happen all the time, but the word canceled, you know.
Right.
Yeah. She had too much fun at the Jack Daniel's stage.
That's what it was.
She's like a mom of three. She deserves some fun.
Absolutely. Right. Earlier on Sunday, Gabby Barrett posted it. I got a whole lot of stuff right now, so I just figured I'd give you guys all the Gabby Barrett info from the weekend.
Yeah.
So, oh, my.
That's good.
It's been a long weekend.
You're lucky we have pina coladas in studio.
I know.
Doug, I need another one.
It's staring me down.
It's gonna be a while. Oh, good God.
Well, earlier on Sunday, Gabby Barrett posted a countdown clock on her Instagram story. Big caption, all caps, announcement.
Okay.
Counting down until Monday, October 21st, 2024 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, that's not now.
That'd be so cool if it was right now, right? Gabby Barrett. Is she saying
what she's counting down for?
Nope, just announcing.
She's
announced.
Counting big announcement.
Probably new music. And yeah. I'm doing,
or a tour.
So tomorrow's...
Oh, you think so?
Tomorrow's country music news is going to be Gabby Barrett.
Yeah, tomorrow's
announcement.
So spoiler, tomorrow's country music news will be the
Should
announcement.
Should we just rename this?
Gabby Barrett, Megan Moroney.
And that's country music news right there.
Jordan Burns, we'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour. I need you to think about what you're afraid of. Other than commitment and true love.
Well, okay. Let me think of something else then.
Yeah. We're David and Cindy. Thanks for listening. 6.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Monday. And we are, hold on, just looking at my calendar here. We are 10 days away. 10. Count 10. You can on both hands. 10 days away from Halloween. Give it a second. Almost done. Yep. Really appreciate that last little. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm scared. I'm terrified. Hey, now that I've brought that up, though, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Got a question for you.
Okay.
Who won the vampire race?
Who won the vampire race?
Who? A bunch of vampires got together.
Okay.
And they were like, we are going to race. And then the other one was like, yes, we are. We're going to race. I will beat you. No, I will beat you.
Wow.
Who won that race?
I do not have a guess.
Not a single guess.
Not a single guess.
Nobody won that race, Miss Cindy. It was neck and neck.
So bad.
What are you afraid of?
Jennifer says, in Orono says snakes, 100%.
Okay, yeah, just like Indiana Jones. Why'd it have to be snakes? Got it.
Always snakes.
I love, oh, where'd it go? Kyle. Kyle from Aetna? Where's Aetna at?
Aetna is on the other side of Dixmont.
I'm sorry, the other side of where?
Dixmont.
I'm sorry, one more time. No. Aetna is on the other side of where?
Dixmont.
No, you did not just say that
which
three
is
times.
On the other side of Newburgh.
Oh my
which
gosh.
Is outside Bangor.
I'm afraid of that word, that town.
Okay.
Kyle said, I am afraid of balloons.
Wow.
I just hate the noise they make when they rub together. And when they pop, oh my gosh, I flip out. Kyle, I'm kind of with you on that one. I don't like to be startled.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Oh, what was that? You know? Yeah. And, ugh.
I love balloons, though.
Yeah, everybody does. Especially
not everybody.
Well, no, not Kyle. Yeah, not Kyle.
You mentioned earlier this morning that you saw them painting the shed at the Brewer Pool.
Yeah, I did.
And we heard from Nicole in Orrington who wanted to let us know that the Bangor and Brewer Lowe's are teaming up together to redo the pool pump building and the main building. They started on Friday and it's part of Lowe's hometown project.
Oh, that's cool.
How cool is that?
Look at that, Lowe's. Let's build something together. Yeah. All right. That's amazing.
A new pool would be nice. I'm sorry.
A new pool would be. Well, they're doing a great job with the shed.
They are, yes.
And the color blue, the hue that they picked out is fantastic.
And they've done a great job keeping that pool going because, I mean, I learned how to swim in that pool when I was a kid. So that, it's been there for a while.
Yeah, they might be due for a new one. Maybe we'll try to, well, we'll work on that later.
Okay.
Howard and Vicky, one of our favorite couples.
Yes.
They both left a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. I don't know if this is Howard or Vicky first, but here, I'll hit play. What are you afraid of?
This is Vicky from Bangor, and I'm afraid of losing my husband, Howard. He is the rock of my life.
Oh. Oh.
This is Vicky from...
Well, we already heard. And now let's go to Howard.
Good morning, guys. My biggest fear would probably be losing my wife, Vicky.
Oh, you stop it right now. Both
That's
of you.
That's so sweet.
You guys are adorable.
That's awesome.
What if Howard did come on and like his fear had nothing to do with her?
I'm afraid of...
I don't know. Chickens.
Yeah.
Something random. Oh, that's very sweet, Vicky and Howard. Thank you again for leaving a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of?
Sandy on the Q106.5 Facebook page said snakes and bats. She said, we remodeled our home 5 years ago and ended up with 22 bats in our home over the course of the remodel. 22 bats.
I'm impressed that you counted them.
Are you sure they were different bats or was it the same bat just kept coming back?
207-991-9500. What are you afraid of?
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
More of your responses coming up as we're 10 days from Halloween with David and Cindy. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and we are 10 sleeps away from Halloween. Just give it a second.
She's got to be getting hoarse by now.
Nope. Wrap it up.
Got right. The longest scream.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Hey, now that I've mentioned that, Miss Cindy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you hear about the new vampire laptop?
No. What about the new vampire laptop?
It bites.
See, I thought it was going to say that if you use it when the sun is up, it starts smoking.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah. Hey, what are you afraid of?
Tammy on the Q106.5 app said windmills. Hmm. Said she lives in the woods with windmills in all directions. We live in Ryeville, so going out 180, bunch of windmills. Down our road, you can see more windmills, red blinking lights, only yep. One way in our road and one way out. The silence is scary, too, especially after a storm. All you get is red blinking lights.
Tammy.
They do kind of look like aliens.
They are aliens.
See them. Yeah.
I was going to say they are 100. I mean, I've confirmed it.
Oh, okay.
I've gone out into the desert back in California where they have windmills all over the place.
Yeah.
And they move at night. I've witnessed it. And what they're doing...
Aren't they supposed to move at night?
No. What they're doing...
Isn't that the whole purpose of a windmill is that it moves?
I meant like their feet
they get
come
up
out.
And walk away?
They walk. Oh, okay. Because what they're doing, they're plotting their attack. One day, all of those windmills all across the world. Yeah. See, we think we're getting sustainable energy. No.
We're getting invaded?
We're getting invaded. Correct.
Oh, okay. So
and
what
it'll
a
happen.
Cool. We need to write a screenplay. What a cool movie that would be, huh?
All of a sudden,
all the windmills come to life?
We should do it before they attack. Because we will all be killed. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
My name's Lindsay. I'm calling from Corinth.
Hey, Lindsay. Thanks for calling in. What are you afraid of?
So I'm a nurse, and I think every nurse could agree that our one and only fear is bed bugs.
Oh, yeah.
I bet. Oh. Yeah, that's
it's
a really
COVID,
good one.
It's not the flu. It's if you have a patient and they say they're coming in with bed bugs, it's every protective type of equipment you have is going on.
Wow.
That isn't... So here's the thing about nurses. They're real-life freaking superheroes.
Right.
Real-life superheroes. So you know, it's very true. And you think that nurses would never be afraid of anything. There it is. There's your kryptonite. Bed bugs.
Bed bugs.
Absolutely.
I don't blame you. That scares me with the idea of going to hotels and what am I going to bring home? I don't have them in my house now. Do I want to go stay somewhere else and bring them home? So I totally get what you're saying.
Bed bugs, scabies, nope.
That's amazing. Lindsay, you're incredible. Thank you for the good work that you do, and thank you so much for listening.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Cassidy. I'm calling from Dexter, Maine, on my way to work.
What's up, Cassidy? Where are we working today?
Working in Bangor.
Okay. All right. What are you afraid of, Cassidy?
I'm afraid of losing my fiance before I can marry him.
Oh,
aww.
That is so sweet.
When are you getting married?
We're getting married next year. We were supposed to do it this year, but you know, a lot of stuff went on, so we just pushed it another year.
Okay, where are we getting married?
Getting married in, I think, Newport at the Grove. It's a beautiful barn.
Oh, very cool. Well, Cassidy, we wish you the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Wait,
guys.
What's his name? Yeah.
Oh, his name is Chris Smith.
Uh-huh.
Chris and Cassidy. I like that.
I like that,
yeah,
too. All
nice.
Right. Well, you guys have a great... Well, we're going to be at the wedding now that we're besties because we've had this conversation. Do you need our address for the wedding invitation?
Oh, I'm sure I can find it. Yeah, I'll just invite you guys through the news.
This sounds like we are not getting invited.
I think she's giving us the brush off. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Cassidy, have a great day at work.
All right. Thank you. You guys too.
Anybody need a refill on their pina colada? Daiquiri. Yeah. Which one? We're taking orders. Q106.5, David and Cindy.
I'm so sorry, David. So I went to a restaurant on Friday.
Right.
And we were with a group. One of my buddies, he didn't have anything to eat, but he did say to the waiter, he said, I'm all set with eating, but just keep these coming, and pointed at his beer. Okay?
Yeah,
he wanted
sure.
to sound really cool.
That actually is really cool maneuver.
An hour later, he looked at me and said, I guess he's not keeping them coming.
Did he not bring another beer?
No, he had the one beer.
Wow.
That was it.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
There's nothing more frustrating. That's when you get up and just go to the bar, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Did he not think to do that within the hour that he was waiting?
No, because we were just, we were at a table. We were all conversating. He just wanted, and we were eating too.
Oh, I don't like conversation that much. I would need another beer.
I understand.
Yeah.
I would be flagging down that wait person saying, excuse me.
Yeah.
Right.
My beer.
Speaking of which, hold on. Did we say daiquiris? Pina coladas?
Pina coladas.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe like something. Maybe something small, like a Jack and Coke.
Well, no, that's not summer. We're celebrating summer here because it's going to be in the 70s today. The 70s. We're no longer in Maine. We're in Turks and Caicos.
Ooh, maybe like a beer.
A sea breeze.
He's
maybe,
not getting it.
You know?
What do you mean I'm not getting it?
You're getting a Smirnoff Ice.
No.
Two pina coladas and a Smirnoff Ice.
Cindy,
Doug is really talented because he was mowing a few minutes ago.
That's a different Doug. It's a different Doug. This is Doug, the bartender in studio.
I do like a Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, what do you mean that? What do you mean by that?
Hey, we are 10 days away from Halloween. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. We are 10 days away
from Halloween, and it's.
She's very long-winded this morning.
She's almost done.
I sound like a psycho laughing at that. Like, I sound like a fool.
You can never be a fool, Jordan Burge.
I don't think it's funny that she's clearly, like, she needs help. She needs some sort of help, well, she's I don't think that's funny.
She's a hired actress to scream whenever we mention the countdown.
I'm just
to
so
Halloween.
Used to the, because she's so consistent.
Right, yeah.
I'm so used to the other scream.
This is a new actress.
Yeah.
Hey, now that I've mentioned.
The other one is, you know, still taking the lozenges and stuff for her throat.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No. We need to explain what happened to the other actress. We don't want to just assume that she, you know, that we got to make sure that she's okay. And she is, in fact, okay. We just hired somebody new.
Can we hear that again? I'm so sorry.
We can't, unfortunately, unless
you,
we do.
You
the,
will the next time we go on the air.
Well, you have to. We do the countdown, and we already said.
We're 10 days until Halloween.
Come on. You know how this works.
Gosh, dang it.
It's like the extra breaths, and then there's like a little whimper at the end. What was that?
Well, she really gives up. It's like abject terror, and then it's like, man,
just showing off her range. What a talented actress.
Hey, now that I've mentioned, or now that we have mentioned, that it's 10 days until Halloween, I have a question for both of you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Sure.
Why did the vampire go to the doctor? Why did the vampire go to the doctor? Someone guess blood work.
He was feeling anemic?
Nope.
So it's not anything to do with blood, then.
I don't know.
Okay.
Why did the vampire go to the doctor?
He was a little pale.
The correct answer is he was coughing.
Hey, you know what? I'll take that one. That one was good. Good job.
I read them off the internet. I didn't come up with it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just Google search it.
My bad.
Hey, what is your biggest fear? Mine is the dark.
Mine is tight spaces.
And mine is horses.
Shut your mouth.
I'm afraid of horses.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, they're just so big and muscular. And
so you're a big fan of glue then?
Yeah, huge Elmer's guy over here.
That's awful.
Yeah, no,
I can't believe you said that.
No, no. Well, I can because
that's horrible.
He sees glue and he's like, another one gone.
Yeah, serves them right. Now, I want to make it clear, it's not all horses. You know, if you have a horse and you're offended by what I'm saying, it's not your horse I'm afraid of, okay? It's the big scary ones.
Just because you haven't met their horse.
Well, you're right. Don't introduce me to your horse either, okay?
See, I have to take you to Reigning Hope Ranch in Orington, they have the sweet horses and they'll help you to get over your fear.
Okay. Oh, what about Apple Hill Stables?
Yeah, they could do it too, yes.
They have great horses there.
Are these horses muscular and veiny? Like,
they're not veiny, they're muscular though. What kind of horses are you looking at?
There's some pretty, you know, vascular horses out there.
So you're afraid of the Budweiser Clydesdales?
I don't look in their direction.
What if they're bringing you a cart full of beer?
Well,
give the horses a wide berth, go right for the beer.
I think as long as I have like two pregame drinks in me,
sure.
Maybe I'll accept a package from them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Of more beer.
207-991-9500. What are you afraid of?
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app or on the Facebook page, like Andrea, who said that they're afraid of porta potties. And who isn't?
I get that 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Unless I had like a burrito the night before, then a porta potty could be your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. 207-991-9500. Your response is...
Oh, stop that.
Coming up. 6.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and we are celebrating summer here. It has returned. Mm-hmm. winter is just not going to happen this year. If you're looking at the weather. Yeah. We can still celebrate Christmas. We can still do Thanksgiving.
This sounds incredible.
Halloween's 10 days away, sure, but we are just not doing winter here. It's, well, I mean, my goodness, it is a warm and breezy 55 degrees out there.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
What color is the sky in your world?
It's, well, it's blue and tropical in here. And we got Doug, the bartender in studio, whipping up some pina coladas to celebrate us no longer experiencing Maine weather.
Yeah, okay.
We are Turks and Caicos, but Doug, we'll take some more pina coladas, please. Thank you, buddy.
And that's fun, too, because, you know, Maine weather, you drink, too. You have to drink.
But you're not going to have a pina colada. And that's what we're doing in studio this morning is a bunch of pina coladas. Well, you're having a... What are you drinking?
I've got a Michelob, tall one.
Very, very tropical of you.
Hey, Doug, can you please keep these coming?
Yeah. Get a lime in it or something.
A lime?
Yeah, we're in Turks and Caicos right now. Least, we're in the Bahamas.
You know what? It's going right into my tummy, so I don't want to, put any obstacles in the way, okay? Umbrella, it'll get in the way. It'll get in the way.
What are you afraid of? We're 10 days away from Halloween. Maybe it's a lime in your Michelob.
Or maybe it's a ventriloquist dummy. Joey reached out on the Q106.5 app saying that he's terrified of ventriloquist dummies.
I get that.
I wonder if he saw that movie. There was a movie a long time ago. I think it was called Magic, about a ventriloquist dummy that comes to life that scared the you-know-what out of me when I was a kid.
They're just so weird and creepy.
I remember Goosebumps, the R.L. Stine book series, has, I think, a couple books about a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
I remember it terrified me as a kid.
Yeah.
We get it, Joey.
Yep. And, definitely do.
Danielle also reached out on the app saying that, not that she's terrified, but she says she doesn't like ticks at all. Found 5 on my yellow lab the other day. Really? Wait, ticks are still kicking around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We talked about that earlier. My dog had, I found 3 yesterday on him.
Yeah, wow. Mine too.
And she also says, but spiders and snakes are her worst fear.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Oh.
Paula reached out on the Q106.5 Facebook page. David, you'll appreciate this because she doesn't like the dark either. She says, I hate jump scares. Halloween is not my favorite day of the year. One of my friends learned that a long time ago. She scared me one night and I lashed out and broke her nose.
Serves her right.
Sounds like she was just looking for a reason to punch her friend, okay?
By the way, that fear of the dark was only for your ears, and I continue to not appreciate that we reveal more often that fear that I entrusted in you to keep to yourself. I'm 7'3" tall, 250 pounds of lean muscle.
I'm not afraid of you. Not afraid of you.
And I'm...
I'm afraid of horses. And I don't care who knows.
And I don't like, tight spaces, caves,
what about
elevators.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. We're in an elevator. It's pitch black. The power went out.
And that's like nightmare material for me.
It's the 3 of us. And there's a horse in there.
You just hear,
Are we all... I mean, that elevator just turned into our own porta potty because of our terror.
How strong is this elevator if it can fit a horse?
Use your imagination, Jordan Burge.
What's the movie? The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? With Jamie Lee Curtis?
True Lies.
Gets on an elevator with a horse.
No way.
Oh, Daddy does. Actually, yes.
No way.
Oh, my gosh. Good pull. Good reference. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you folks doing?
We're good.
We're doing great now that you called.
Hey, if you want a good summer drink, chocolate milk with a shot of peppermint schnapps.
A summer drink, though? That sounds very, like, wintery.
Christmassy, yeah.
Oh, no, that's a Thin Mint Girl Scout cookie with a kick. Oh. And I'll tell you, my biggest fear, spiders.
Spiders, yeah, for sure.
But spiders are so small and not, muscular like horses.
Okay, Jordan.
No, I'm talking about the wood tarantula spiders.
They don't have those here, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, but they're not poisonous.
No, they're
No, they're not poisonous. They are poisonous, but they're not venomous.
Venomous.
People can be allergic to their bite.
Sure. Right. All right, Debbie.
It's like the wolf bite is down in Florida. Some people get bit and don't react. Some do.
Hey, Debbie, hold on. Hey, Doug, can we get 3 Girl Scout Thin Mints with a kick? He knew exactly what you were talking about. Wow, that's amazing, Debbie.
Wait a minute. You only ordered 3. Where's mine?
Oh.
Make it a 4th. Make it. All right, we're waiting for you, Debbie. Make it 4, Doug. Yep, we got it. We got you, Debbie. Have a great day.
Well, hey, give me a couple. Bye.
Q106.5, happy summer. It's David and Cindy. Join every 9 o'clock hour. By the very tan and the very chiseled abs, shirtless, only wearing board shorts and flip-flops, Jordan Verge.
Wow, that's a visual that has never existed before.
I'm liking this morning in the studio. This is pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, hey, well, we're liking the weather outside. It's going to be 98 degrees today.
I think that's stretching the truth just a little
bit. And men never over-exaggerate either.
No.
Right.
In Maine terms, It's gonna be like 98 degrees today.
That's fair.
This is summer weather. We're in the Caribbean.
Yeah, very true.
Yep. And we've been drinking strawberry daiquiris and pina coladas all morning long. It's amazing that we're even able to formulate a sentence while on the air because we have consumed so much rum. Keep up coming, Doug. Yeah, 3 more. What do you want, Jordan?
I've had like 8 Millers. Or what are these? Michelstras.
Michelstras. Yeah, you can't even.
You've been in here for what? 45 minutes?
Yeah, I've got work to do.
Did you want another pina colada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a question?
Yeah, Cindy wants her. Yeah, exactly. Only half a shot this time.
What?
She's getting a little loopy.
Ignore him.
You don't want to make him mad. He can cut us off. And he might. If you keep acting up.
I don't know.
If I keep acting up.
Don't give me those eyes, those devil eyes.
You're the one that's editing my drinks. You know? Editing.
Case and point. I am editing drinks. When you start editing drinks, you are doing a good thing. Okay, let's talk sports, huh?
Oh, good.
Okay, listen.
Sports talk.
I don't like to admit when I'm wrong. So I'm not gonna. Let's talk baseball instead of the football game last night. Dodgers, Yankees, who do we have? Who do we want to win?
I just hope they both have a bad time. If I'm being honest, I don't want anyone to have fun during this.
Even with the talents of Shohei Ohtani, a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
So I'm going with the Dodgers. I want the Dodgers to win, obviously. Sure. We want the Dodgers to win. You know, when it's Yankees versus Dodgers, we want the Yankees to lose.
Okay. Right.
That being said.
When it's the Yankees versus anybody, we want the Yankees to lose.
Have you said? I don't really care for LA either. I mean, like, I would love to see Mookie get, like, another ring. Good for him.
He
did so much for the Red Sox. Yes, we love Mookie Betts around here. I don't really love the Dodgers.
Yeah, I get it. Would we prefer Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge each taking their bats and just going at it? Would that be a better thing? Would that be more entertaining to watch?
I need to know what you mean by that.
Like just swinging on each other.
Okay. I understand. More clear.
Last man standing. Like both superpowers. I mean, and they are. Shohei Ohtani is unreal. Aaron Judge is 6'7", though. He's 5 inches shorter than me, but that's still very tall.
Yeah.
Not nearly as tall as me, but still very tall.
Right.
So I think he has the upper hand with Shohei, although Shohei is the far superior baseball player.
Yeah. Shohei's like the greatest baseball player to ever pick up a bat.
Yeah.
So I hope that, again, I don't really want to, but I'm rooting for them.
Do we know when game 1 of the World Series is?
I'm sure they have a date picked out, but I'm not going to watch it.
You're not even, not at all?
No, the NBA season starts tomorrow. You think I'm going to focus on the World Series when it's the Yankees and the Dodgers?
Oh,
I don't care about that.
Game 1 is Friday, this Friday, and then game 2 is Saturday. So we're back on the Celtics then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God, because the Patriots.
Celtics give us something to root for.
Oh, before we completely abandon football, may I just point out that the New York Jets lost.
No.
They did.
Listen.
And the Detroit Lions won.
They did. Sam Laporta, baby.
Okay. Like I said, I could admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
But I don't want to. Did I say the New York Jets were going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes. Yes, you did. We have a bet on it.
Yes. And I love that we didn't really like nail down what the bet terms would be. Yes.
So I think we're beyond that, doing that now.
I floated out the idea of, you know, it'll be February, you know, it'll be cold out, maybe do something outside. I love that Mother Nature gifted you on this Monday with some beautiful weather.
Right.
Maybe giving you a chance to take things back a little bit.
Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Okay. Danielle from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool will be joining us in studio tomorrow, and I cannot wait. It's perfect pool season. It's time to get that pool refilled. You may have closed down your pool, and from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, they are the experts, by the way, to take care of all of your aquatic needs. But now it's time to fill that bad boy back up because summer has returned. Winter is never going to happen. Not really. You want to prepare for winter, and Sand Dollar Spa and Pool's got you covered. Have you ever considered owning your own sauna? Yeah, it's possible. At Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, they have a great selection of saunas to help you unwind, detox, and enjoy that cozy warmth all year long. And believe it or not, yeah, winter still is going to happen, and you're going to appreciate that warmth. I think they have models from like 2-person to 6. Well, whether you're looking for a traditional sauna or an infrared experience, they've got the perfect option to fit your lifestyle. Saunas are fantastic way to boost circulation, relieve stress, and soothe sore muscles. Most importantly, keep you warm. Swing by their showroom, 96 Parkway South in Brewer. That's Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. You can check out everything at sanddollarspa.com. Wide selection of beautiful hot tubs. Of course, you want one of those on your backyard patio, and they'll work with you to make that happen. They're your fellow Mainer, and they're your neighbor. They want you to enjoy your backyard and patio, and they want to keep you warm via the fun stuff with the hot tubs and the saunas. And Danielle, the owner of Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, her and her wonderful husband, she will be in studio tomorrow. We cannot wait to talk to her. They got something special going on at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, sanddollarspa.com. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge. Oh,
thank you so much.
And you are up next. You have another Jelly Roll code opportunity for somebody to win this incredible trip to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, absolutely. You got that coming up at 10:20. You could win a pair of tickets to see Jelly Roll in concert, round trip airfare for two-night hotel stay, plus $500 in spending cash.
Beautiful.
Next code that could put all of that stuff into your life coming up at 10:20.
Words of wisdom.
Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Not me, Mark Twain. Oh,
okay. I love that.
That's really good. I'd say my words of wisdom, don't tell anyone what you're afraid of because they might take advantage of you.
Yeah, Jordan's afraid of horses.
And you might get your nose broken.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not just any horses, okay? If they're a little pony, maybe I'll look at them in the eyes. Mm-hmm. But if they're big and muscular and veiny, no, okay?
I have never seen a veiny horse.
You are not looking close enough.
I have never seen a veiny horse. Where are you looking? Never mind. Don't answer that. Never mind. No. Jordan, your mic's off.
Their legs are just so powerful.
In words of wisdom, the weather is going to be beautiful today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Get out there. Enjoy it like it's summer because winter is coming. But for some reason, the good Lord above gave us 3 days to go out there and get tanned and a little tipsy like it's summer.
By the way, I think I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. I'm going to be sick too. All right, not it. That's Jordan Burge on mornings tomorrow morning on David and Cindy.
They're just so vascular.
Oh, yo, stop it.